That's the 66th Psalm, verses 1 through 12. To the chief musician, a song or a psalm. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name, Selah. Come and see the works of God, for he is terrible in his doings toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. Selah. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard, which holdeth our soul in life and suffereth not our feet to be moved. For thou, O God, hast proved us, thou hast tried us as silver is tried. Thou broughtest us into the net, thou laidest affliction upon our loins. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the fire and through the water, but thou broughtest us out into a wealthy place. Praise his name. We honor, we worship, we love the Lord for all that he is, everything that he has done, everything that he is currently doing, and everything he has promised he will do. Nothing, no one, no power is above him. Nothing was before him, and nothing shall last other than him and you and me in glory. Amidst all of his majesty, everything that he spoke into existence, all of his power and his glory, you and I are his crowning achievement. Let that sink in. You're it. Made in his very image. It's mind-boggling, don't you think? To know that that is who you are in Christ. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. And his same exceeding great power, which was demonstrated thousands of times, so many times to the children of Israel, in the flood, in captivity, in the wilderness, and way beyond, and his power to save us through the blood of his own Son, gives us that same resurrection power that he had in the grave. We are resurrected now with Christ. Power. As we sang, it doesn't matter. Sometimes through the water, sometimes through the floods, it doesn't matter what situation you or I happen to be in. Not happen, but God places us in. But all through the blood. Without the blood, none of this is possible. And he still keeps us, doesn't he? Every single moment of every single day, in every circumstance. You can trust him for any situation. He kept Israel through centuries of trials and persecutions, even into the modern century and the current time, at the hands of evil men. You know, the Lord set his plan in motion to free his people, to consecrate a people for his namesake before the beginning of time. So what folly was it for even a guy like Pharaoh to think that he could keep them? God sent plagues into Egypt and wrought desolation to their land. Yet God's people weren't afflicted by any of that, were they? Not one single one. And even in Pharaoh's pursuit of them, God consumed his armies in the floodwaters, but he opened that same sea so that his people could walk across on dry land. He is so for you. There's nothing he can't do. Precious hearts, we have been, and I know you know this, there's just not words to describe how blessed we are. His blessings are ours forever in his Son. You talk about wealth. You know, these financial shows on television and stuff, they talk about wealth. That's nothing. Not only is it pitifully nothing, it's temporal. It doesn't last. It will never last. Do you know that we have all of his wealth? We have the same power. We have the same position as Jesus Christ. You don't hear that. And that's just not from me. It's the Word of God. We have an inheritance. I spoke about inheritance a few weeks back, about the firstborn son's inheritance. He was to receive the double portion. We are more than sons. We are firstborn sons who receive a double portion blessing, which is far beyond anything in this world. You can't even begin to compare it. So why try? In verse 10, we read that God has proved and tried us. That word prove means God has investigated. He's examined each and every one of us. He knows my downsetting. He knows yours. He knows my uprising. He knows yours. He knows my thought afar. He knows yours. And tried, that word tried is what they would use to refine fire. It talks about refining, trying silver. That means purged away by the blood of Jesus, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:17. And that silver, we know, speaks of redemption. Redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our King, and our soon coming bridegroom. It cannot get any better. But it sure is worth thinking about. Over in 1 John, I'll just read this one little verse. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, and it could be right now, amen, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. All the wealth of eternity is ours because of one thing. Because he loves us. And that's what he wants for us. And that's what we believe. And that's what we look forward to. So as we begin our day in songs and in prayer, praise him. Let this morning be a morning of wonderful praise and adoration to our Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Praise him in the songs that we're going to sing, in the music that we'll hear, in the message that we'll hear. For as we read in Psalm 66, for he's the only one that's worthy. There is none other like him. He's incomparable. All through the fire, all through the flood, but always through the blood. It's always through the blood. Praise his wonderful and mighty name forever. And again, don't you want him to come today? Well, God bless you this morning. I hope this has been a good way to start your day. God bless you.